This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. This show is executive produced by Ray Diaz. He does a wonderful job with it. On tomorrow's show, you know what? Things got so crazy in the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th yesterday that I didn't get a chance to talk about how good Michael Kopech was yesterday. I promise on tomorrow's show I will talk about how good he was and how good Kyle Hendricks was yesterday, because they were both very enjoyable to watch. Russ Dorsey will join me at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Well, maybe we'll move that, though, because I do think it's a day game for the White Sox tomorrow. So maybe we'll move Russ and we'll have a little bit of fun and talk about some stuff. Hopefully, we're talking about the White Sox getting back to their winning ways. But them winning games has been a struggle, especially in the American League Central. Parkins and Spiegel are going to be talking a lot about that coming up on today's show. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. How are you, man?
I'm good. I went on a bike ride this morning.
Me too, man.
Where'd you hit up, Speed?
Actually, I shouldn't say. I guess it was this morning. I rode my bike here. It's the first.
Oh, that's dope.
It's the first day, and when I say my bike, I mean a Divvy bike.
Oh,
because that's how King I roll. Bleep.
I was going to ask you, like, where did you lock up the bike at? Because I know the bike room here is a little bit confusing.
Yeah, no, I've never even been to the bike room here. In fact, I don't own a bike. I'm a Divvy fiend, and there's one right across from a building. There's one right across here as well. I like to wear the helmet, Lawrence, in the elevator because I don't care, because it's easier than carrying the helmet. So, like, I get funny looks on the escalators and in the elevators. And today, Ryan Porth saw me walk in with a helmet for the first time in his life. It's easier. It today is day one for me anyway of bike to work season, and it was freaking beautiful.
I just don't get it.
Leaving the helmet on?
I don't know. It's not a hat. It is a helmet.
My hands are full.
You look like you should be in a room with padded walls.
Oh, that's all right. Well, you know, give me a padded wall room.
Saying,
I might go in there.
You don't carry a lot of things.
Actually, I carry very little. It's true.
You easily could carry. You choose.
My bag is a shoulder bag.
To be in an office building with people in suits, mm-hmm. in an elevator with a helmet and two free hands.
Look.
It doesn't make any sense.
Didn't mean to hijack transition or your bike story, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
No, I'm more interested in your bike story.
Okay, this is insane. Well,
here's the thing. I got the shoulder bag. I like to look at the phone as I'm going up the escalator. Then I have to reach for the wallet and do the thing that we do with the pass to get in the building and into the elevator.
It's a tremendous inconvenience, that security.
Right, but here's the thing. I also know that my hair is going to look ridiculous when I take off the helmet. So I wait until I come in and I put all my stuff down, and then I can take off the helmet, unencumbered with other tasks and responsibilities, and do what I need to do. And I don't care what I look like with the helmet on. If anything, I enjoy that people might think it's ridiculous, because screw them, because I'm comfortable with my damn self. All right, rant over.
Did you catch the many logic leaps in there, Lawrence? I don't know how engaged you are in this story.
I look, if that man is comfortable, I am not here to tell him to do anything different.
But he said,
thank you.
The hair looks ridiculous when you take off the helmet.
Yeah.
Ignoring that the helmet looks ridiculous.
Well, with the helmet on, clearly I've got a purpose. I'm on a mission. I'm either on my way to do something
or I fall down. The assumption is that you fall down in elevators.
What Spiegs is saying, though, is that he would rather.
Yes.
He would rather look that type of ridiculous for a small amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Instead of walking around in this world looking like a motherless child with his hair not combed and all of that stuff.
Yes.
He's making a choice.
Yes.
And I respect it. I respect that choice.
Also,
I
don't. As we talk about it, I'm realizing that I gain a little, I don't know, confidence or self-toughness from the helmet. Like, oh, I'm
toughness.
You're going to fight somebody?
Or maybe like, oh, I've been exercising.
Oh,
Look at me. I'm out here doing stuff.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I might be doing construction work. You don't know. I'm wearing a hard hat here.
Well, you're not really wearing, I mean, it's a bicycle helmet. It's different than a hard hat.
Right.
And isn't that Jay Zawoski's old thing that if you have a clipboard and a hard hat, you can walk anywhere in any building, anytime.
Yes, I should try that with the bike helmet. Clipboard and a bike helmet.
I don't think it's going to have the same payoff that...
That is interesting, though. I vividly remember, I'm sure I've told the anecdote before, but senior year of high school, radio station was on the fifth floor. Buddy of mine who worked at the radio station was meeting him after school. He left his guitar bag up at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me the guitar bag.
Uh-huh.
So I walked down five flights of stairs carrying a guitar.
You had that sensation.
The high school girls never looked at me the same way that they looked at me when I was carrying the
guitar.
Game
changer.
Complete game changer. So the fake accessory...
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's wearing a helmet. He must work out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's carrying a guitar. He must know what music is.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
What would be Danny Parkins's musical genre with that guitar?
Like,
what are you giving off moment?
Could you give him a list of musical genres?
are you giving off like Wilco vibes? Are you giving off...
What grade is this?
This is senior year of high school.
Senior year.
I was like 17, 18, so this is mid-2000s.
Are you giving off Jack White vibes when you're
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
That's what I would love
Are you giving off Kenny G vibes even though it's a guitar?
Yeah, that's rough. Fun fact, Liz Phair went to New Trier. So it's like it's kind of that pseudo slacker indie toughness,
ironic
but it comes actually with some bit of education and financial comfort, but you put on those clothes. Fun fact: the Rolling Stones were art students, as were Pink Floyd.
At New Trier?
No, but like wealthy.
That would be a story.
That would be a big story.
You know, the Strokes were like the kids of modeling business, bureaucrats and stuff. So it's like there's a lot of money involved in that style that I'm bringing up.
Is Danny giving off like a Billy Corgan vibe? Ooh. Like, is it like, what's like,
I can paint a picture of what I wore to school, if that would help.
That actually helps a lot. What are we talking here?
It was baggy jeans for sure, a t-shirt, and then like a button down open. Like the open, remember that look? I still stand by that look. Like you can have like the button down with the collar,
yeah.
Like a little bit of professional, but then
t-shirt
like a Big Lebowski t-shirt.
So Spies, could we go Beck here?
Yeah, oh, it's good. That's pretty good. And you know what? Beck, the son of a very successful musician and arranger. So sure. Yeah, no, we could definitely go with that.
Beck.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me. That was me senior year. Mm-hmm. Literally transporting a guitar. But think about how little attention I must have gotten from women in high school if that moment of walking a guitar five flights of stairs stuck with me of like, I feel like I could get a date on this wall.
And here you are 18 years later needing a vasectomy.
That's right. That's right.
So you successfully procreated.
That's right.
Texter's getting in on all levels of the conversation. Dave Matthews vibes for sure for Danny.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Another one, Speaks. Do you ever wear a biker jacket to feel tough?
I like it. I like it.
No, I have not, but thank you. Here's another one. I'd normally agree with Danny, but I'm on Matt's side because the horror that Danny brought on the White Sox.
We'll talk about
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm leaving out of the parking garage. I always like to listen to you guys' first segment.
It's
usually how long it takes for me to get home. I listened to Chris Tannehill's Open. I listened to the first segment. Yesterday, I was on my way over to class, and I sat in the car as there was an extolling of Danny Parkins' effect on the Danny Parkins effect on the White Sox. And I could hear there being some kind of underlying anger from both Tanny and Shane that you're part of their party. And then I was watching on Twitter last night, as the game, as Danny's account went from, yeah, man, I'm here to help the White Sox, to, oh, no. Oh, no. Look what's happened to the White Sox, and everyone blaming Danny.
It was a weird night. I'm terrified of Tanny's Open today. Like, I don't
should be.
Yeah, I am really terrified of it. And we got through the pre-show meeting without Shane strangling me. But he was texting me multiple expletives last night, both in the show chat and separately. So I think our producers are still a part of the show, but they're not in studio yet, and I can't really swear to it.
It's one thing to do the bit, you know, and to talk about it on the air, but you had the audacity to tweet about a completed win before that game was over.
I know, and like I can
that's the issue.
I can justify it, and I'm happy to do it now, and I'll have to do it again.
There's
no
justification. You can justify it with 99.7% chance to win the game.
Okay. Right, and literally, Lawrence, like I was...
It's baseball, though. Things happen. In fact, this happened last week for the Mets on the road at the Phillies.
I wasn't watching.
Yeah.
But
Makes sense.
After the AJ Pollock homer, I made the conscious volume and focus switch. I was like, oh, it's 8-2.
Uh-huh.
White Sox get downgraded. Basketball gets upgraded.
Would you go Grizzlies Warriors at that point?
Yeah. But I was like, even though it was early in the game, I want to lock in on NBA start to finish.
Danny, I got to tell you, like, even as a White Sox fan, and we are filled with dread. We are always worrying. The Pollock home run gave me some ease.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is they haven't played a great game, but Kopech was really good, and they have a big lead going in. You're set. And then,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like maybe Pollock is getting, maybe this is the start of something with him. And then, after that.
See, I don't know if you heard the 5 o'clock hour, Lawrence, yesterday, but like I mapped out These next 54 games for the White Sox, right? Next couple of months. Yeah, I know it's rough, but in terms of some of the schedule, now it's 53. But there's like 35 tough games out of the 54, 19 what you'd call winnable, and you know what the stretch is. But look at the factors, though. They've been winning without the offense exploding. Starting pitching's been great. Liam Hendricks has found it. Your OBP guy, Moncada, is back. The weather is warming up. Like, this should be a two-month stretch where they take control of the division. And I think they're going to. I still think they're going to. I mean, and that was, you know, that should have been win number one, but it's loss number one. It's like, I know that the stretch is tough, and you just beat the Cubs and the Red Sox, and those are bad teams. But this is your moment to take control of the division, and I think they're going to. Out of those 54 games, I had them going 35 and 19. Out of those 54 in the next 2 months, if I gave you 34.5 as the number, you going under?
I go under.
Yeah, okay. We all did.
So did Lawrence. So did Lawrence. Shane went over with me.
He is Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, so did Tanny. I mean, I'm looking at Tanny. Yeah, it's a good point. He is Lawrence.
He is Lawrence.
Sweet call by you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know my teammates.
I'd go under because of some of the stuff that we saw last night where this team can't seem to have everything click at the same point, and you don't want to peak in May. Like, that's not a good thing to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much stuff that they do wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And you start looking at their opponents, and this is a team that has won 3 out of 13 games in the division this year.
I know. That's why all the problems we saw in the playoffs are going to still be there when the playoffs come again. I think they're going to win this division and then get drummed out of the playoffs again by good teams. That's what I think is going to happen. So
I think they're going to win the division too, and I wouldn't pick them to win the whole thing either because of some of the problems. But in the baseball playoffs, I do think you can win. It's just that number speaks, like, winning 35 of 54 is playing 648 baseball, right? It's doable. Mm-hmm. The only teams in baseball with a better win percentage so far this season, and keep in mind, in way fewer than 54 games, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
That's the list.
And what scares me, Spiegs, is, look, first of all, you're taking on the Yankees in a 4-game series. Like, that stinks, and you're struggling with playing Cleveland right now. Then there's a little bit of a soft landing against Kansas City, who's also played you tough, by the way. Then you get the Yankees again.
Yep.
Then you get a nice week. You get Boston, and you get the Cubs. And then after that, this is where I think, if you wanted to be hyperbolic, you could say this is where what the season hinges on.
On the road at Toronto and at Tampa.
And then you come home to?
The Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And then they have the Rangers in Detroit. Then they got 6 on the road at Houston and Toronto. You know? So, yeah. There's tough stuff here. But the question is, with everything that they have, aren't they going to have a stretch somewhere where they play like that?
Yes, but I think the stretch is probably like a 12 out of 18 type stretch.
Okay. Well,
and maybe they're in that right now. Like, it's very possible that they're in the middle of that 12 out of 18 stretch right now. And yesterday's game just hurt so much because it's a game that should be in the win column.
I understand. But here's why I went July 10th and why I went roughly 60 games. Because we always wait until Memorial Day to make usually to make rash statements about a team. And that's 2 months, 60 games. You know, basically everybody plays 3 of those, you know, 3 of those kind of stretches with 50, 55 or 60 games, that kind of thing. At some point, they're going to have a real good stretch. And I think all the different factors are coalescing to make it be now. But Lord knows that should have been win number one.
It should. Night. Right. It should have been. And
yep.
That's the type of loss that can stay with you. You know, like you were talking about the human side of it yesterday of being down 6-0 to the Angels, coming back, having the 5 runs, then having the emotional wins over the Cubs and that being a jumping off point. The inverse is true.
Yep.
That's the type. I'm not saying it will or won't, right?
No, you're right. That was brutal last night.
They've been streaky. An 8-game losing streak, a 6-game winning streak, and then a loss that they could win the World Series this year and we'll remember the specifics of that loss. You know, like that out of 162, there are probably only what? 5-10 games that really stay with you over the, like the specifics of it over the course of a season because of walk-offs or individual performances or whatever.
Because of a sense of momentum or the actual evidence of momentum weeks later.
That's just a game we're going
to
remember.
Like Danny said, like they pointed to that comeback win.
Yep.
You know, or that comeback.
The comeback.
The comeback, not the win.
Giolito said it was like waking up from a nap, those 5 runs in the 9.
And last night may have put him back to sleep.
Might have. Giolito, though. Like, you got the right guy going.
Momentum's the next day's starting pitcher.
Yeah, that's why, like, I hear what you're saying, that you wouldn't pick him to win the World Series, and I heard Bernstein say, you know, you can't win with your defense being that bad. Baseball's weird, man. The best team doesn't always win, and if you have Giolito, Cease, that version or better of Michael Kopech,
who can go a little deeper by then, theoretically,
and even though you don't really go that deep in postseason,
see, that's your problem.
But, well, I don't know. Your bullpen's pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't yesterday, but like, if the bullpen's hot at the right time, and Cease, Kopech, and Giolito are your starters who miss a ton of bats, and then obviously there's Lance Lynn, who's a horse who you trust, like. That is a World Series caliber pitching staff.
I know.
It is.
They will be out-coached, out-managed, out-schemed, and out-analyticed by every single team in the playoffs.
This is the struggle.
Every single one.
I get it.
And I just think their bats are going to be good enough, and those arms you're talking about are going to be good enough over 162. But they will be out-coached, out-managed, out-schemed, and out-mathed by every single team in the playoffs.
And look, this team has been a 500 team since the All-Star break. Let's call it what it is. Like, they've not been good since the All-Star break last year. And those struggles that they have where you're talking about pick up the baseball. And in some cases, it's throw to the right base or catch a cutoff. Or catch a ball that's hit directly at you. And you can do damage to the guys that are in your rotation. Like, frankly, I felt like they did damage to Kopech last night because you're making him throw extra pitches. You're making everyone throw extra pitches because you're giving away extra outs. And I don't know how that gets cleaned up. I don't know if it's a thing that can get fixed inside of a season. But I know that I wasn't supposed to be worrying about stuff like this because of who they decided was going to manage their team.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a myth. That was just an absolute, absolute, complete myth. You remember they were going to work on this stuff in spring training. They didn't have a chance to last year.
They also didn't have a chance this year, Speaks, because, you know, it was a short ramp up. So they couldn't work on things like defense.
Next spring, strangely enough. They'll get this stuff dialed in next spring. Don't worry.
Well, that's normally how you want to approach a championship window.
I think so.
Is you want to wait 3 years.
Yep. Want to keep kicking that can down the road and just saying everything's going to be fine.
So I'm sure there will be a lot of anger in my direction from the White Sox fans and in the audience. Joe Ostrowski joins us at 3:40. We will discuss what Tom Brady needs to do to earn $375 million. And very, very excited, 5 o'clock, Velus Jones Jr. will be on the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's find out about the suit and the whiteboard.
This dude is interesting, man. He is all business, but his social media reveals some insights into some of his football inspirations that I think could excite Bears fans. And if I'm reading this tweet correctly, he believes that his 4.31 40 was disappointing. So that's interesting.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I don't know how that possibly could be a thing. But so we're gonna meet the Bears' maybe biggest upside offensive weapon today at 5 o'clock.
I love it, boys. Have yourselves a show. I will be listening for your destruction in the open.
Yeah, like Tanny, you were just walking in. I'm scared of the open today.
You know, I'll say this about the Open. I don't normally talk about the Opens before they play, but sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. So sometimes just letting the events play out as they happen is all you need to do.
Ooh, you're giving me like a June 17th, 1994 vibe when the documentary just traces events in real time. Like, that's enough. Ooh, it could be nice.
It's me, yours truly.
Okay. I'm terrified. Pour me a drink. Thank you, Lawrence. Have a good day, man.
All right, boys. Have yourselves a time.
Thank you. It's Parker to Spiegel on the Score.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh. Listen.
Guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.